Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's Don. Not!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Welcome to ENN, everyone.
On TV.
Ray Rowe. Tonight's ENN, it's brought to you by me. But know that this, that in just a few minutes, I have tickets to the aforementioned K-Show 20th.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So if your answer to, do you have any tickets to the show is...
No.
Then you should keep listening.
Now, let me ask our esteemed producer here, maybe he'll get this right, Anthony Pusick. Are we giving away tickets tomorrow, or are these the last pair of tickets we're giving away?
Well, why would you trust me?
I don't.
Maybe we should go with somebody else.
But I don't have anybody to ask right now.
That's
so
a good point.
Let me ask you.
As far as I know, these are the last tickets we're giving away.
Ooh. After this, Ticketmaster.com or KShow20.com.
Do it.
If you want to be there, it's getting better. By the way, contact has been made. And it could be King Wally.
It just comes down to availability.
But the biggest...
Ability.
Light show that would happen would be Olden.
Well, he's got a fabulous voice, and I think he'd do a great job. It's the Yankee announcer, for God's sake.
I know.
Olden.
But I don't even know if he remembers this.
He definitely doesn't.
You pronounced his name incorrectly?
No, I didn't.
What did you call him?
Paul Olden.
And what
Paul Olden.
Right.
No, he said it's Paul Olden. I guess he wanted me to accept. I think he was messing with me, but he embarrassed me. Maybe I didn't get the joke.
You
I
still
don't know.
Take it with you, too.
Well, you think? This happened...
That's why I love Don. Eliminate list guy without the list.
This happened...
How many years ago are we talking?
28 years ago?
28 years holding the grudge, and you wonder why I love them.
Paul Olden.
So you said Olden.
I didn't say it incorrectly. I said Paul Olden.
Wanted Olden.
We did the updates. He was the voice of the Jets. So look it up. How long was he the voice of the Jets? And the
on
Jets
radio.
Were on the fan,
right.
On radio. And so I was doing updates on the overnight, a Monday morning... And playing the highlights, and that's Paul Olden with a call on the fan. And he came in to cash a check or pick something up, and he's like, "You're the update guy, right?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "You're mispronouncing my name." I said, "I am. I'm Mr. Olden. I'm sorry." "See, you did it again." I said, "Well, please." It was almost like right out of Private Parts. Like, how should I say it? He's like, "Paul Olden." I said, "Paul Olden. You're not saying it correctly. I'm hearing what you're saying. It sounds right to me. I don't know." So again, maybe it was all like a big joke. Let's mess with the new update guy. I don't know.
But either way.
But I was scared. Like I was devastated.
What if he apologizes to you when you see him?
I'll completely accept the apology. But it'd have to be heartfelt.
Okay, Kyrie. Does he have to check off 6 boxes?
No, I mean, that's not like, "Oh, man, my bad." No, no. He's got to be, listen, I really didn't mean to.
He needs to demonstrate
understanding.
And I want
to hear the story. I want to know, was he messing with me and I didn't get the joke? Or that he felt he was above me and wanted to take advantage of me?
He's got to meet with speech therapists?
No. You know what I mean.
And the ADL.
But by the way, he does have a different thing. You said Olden, he said Olden. It's different.
Do not.
And he has to meet with
his name.
He has to meet with the ADL, the All Don League.
Do not, even for jokes, even for kicks and giggles, even for the show,
Paul Olden,
side with him.
No, I always side with you, but I can see his point.
Olden
is different than Olden.
Yeah, you're saying Olden. He's going Olden.
You're saying Alden. He wants the O hit hard.
No.
Olden.
You know, he takes the way I say it, and it's done.
No, it's his name.
No, but it's not the way he says it. I can't say it the way he says it.
Let's start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Oh, these guys have jobs and I don't. They're wrong. You need that visual,
too. I didn't think it sounded as good as it looked, but it does.
Good evening to Michael.
I love those kids. I'll be there when Dave is institutionalized. I'll take care of them.
Good evening to Don.
Oh, I hit it again.
Good evening to Don and myself.
Vulture. Don't hurt yourself.
Oh, no.
Don't hurt yourself.
This is sad to see. Good evening to myself.
I was touched a couple times last night.
And to Michael.
Wait, oh, no, no. Oh, no.
They're poised like vultures.
Don't hurt yourself.
Oh, no.
Don't hurt yourself.
This is sad to see.
They're waiting to, like, leap. Oh, these guys have jobs and I don't. Ah, they're
wrong. Oh, my God. Wow.
I can make a run.
I don't know why it's so good.
It's so good because, like, the resonance in his voice, you could hear the anger, and he was beat red when he did it too.
Was
so
I beat red? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I don't know if Yes can replay. There it is. Look at you. Like, this is where I was worried.
This is where you thought I was going down. But look, I'm perched like a vulture.
You got to see the visual.
It's so good.
You got to see the visual of this.
Now, what about the drop that was making the rounds on the old Twitter last night? That you had a drop.
Oh, they just,
that was
just
that one.
It,
yeah. That was the one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like, by the way, when I have good drops, like if you guys have good drops, I feel like they get added to the permanent list.
Right.
If I have good drops, I feel like they're instantly thrown in the garbage. We never hear from them again.
Really?
Look on the list. If you look at our, and this isn't, by the way, Anthony, before you get offended, this truthfully is more of an Andrew issue because this predates Anthony.
Is Andrew going to be at the Bacchanal?
I'm told, tail end, he will be there.
Hi, guys.
Just take the L. It's not fair. I'm so jacked up right now, I need to eat this horse poop.
It's all gone down the toilet for the Philadelphia teams, by the way.
Yeah.
You Philly's know, out, Union out, Eagles no longer undefeated, Sixers are terrible.
The Flyers have fallen apart. I don't know if you saw.
Really?
Flyers.
Tortorella?
Did you see Tortorella?
It was tremendous.
What did he do? Andrew, find Anthony. Find the Tortorella on being interviewed during the game. It's easy to find, and we can play it, okay? Don't get nervous. Michael doesn't say the word, but we...
Now, I got to ask you this one thing. As I watched it, I like Tortorella. I know him, all right? And we've had him as a guest. Yeah. But he really sometimes comes off as a jackwagon.
Oh, yeah. There's no question.
Does he want to be that, or is he a jackwagon?
No, I just think he hates it so much. He hates to do it. But the league makes you do it.
Right. He hates it so much, but when he was out of a coaching job, he did it.
Twice.
Yeah.
He did it before he took the Ranger gig, too. That right. He was doing working at TSN.
Okay, John.
But I like him. I do.
I do like him.
A lot of people don't. A lot of people cannot stand him.
I actually ran into him in a restaurant in Westchester. I didn't know who he was. He's talking to me. I'm going, he looks so familiar. I could not place him. Like, it was a non sequitur. Why is he in this restaurant? And then I finally figured it out. But he was friendly. I have my wife and kids there. He was not the guy that you see on this clip.
No, and he hates talking to the media. He just hates talking about it. He didn't speak to the media one game. He didn't show up. Yeah, in Philly just the other day.
Probably got fined a lot.
And so he was asked about it the next game, and he said, "I'm only taking hockey questions." But isn't that a hockey question? Why were you not after the hockey?
It works for Belichick.
So I don't know. You can try to find it, but it is worth hearing if you didn't say it. But Peter continues. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We will get to it later. I look forward to hearing it. Someone who's always good for some entertaining audio, not Tom Thibodeau.
It's a good, solid win on the road. That's what it is. And tomorrow there's a new challenge. So you can't work backwards. You can't work ahead. You got to work exactly what's in front of you. And that's the approach we have to take.
I have a new name for Coach Thibodeau. New nickname.
What's that?
You remember the most interesting man in the world?
Uh-huh.
The most uninteresting man in the world.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. Guys, is there ever audio of his that doesn't put you to sleep?
Although
it's a good, solid win.
In that one, he sounds like a cross between Thibodeau and Carlissimo.
You know what? You're right. I'm hearing PJ.
Thibodeauissimo. Play it again. It sounds just like PJ.
TJ Thibodeauissimo.
PJ. It's a good, solid win on the road. That's what it is.
On the road.
There's a new challenge. So you can't work backwards. You can't work ahead. You got to work exactly what's in front of you. And that's the approach we have to take.
What you did there was some oral gymnastics with the words.
Sure. Excuse me? That's A-U-R-A-L.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I think that's something Michael's averse to.
Wow.
Let's hear more from Tom Thibodeau.
Oh.
What led to him shortening the rotation, which, Michael, you demanded yesterday?
I did.
just the rhythm of it. You know, it's sort of like you're learning your team, what works best. Are guys able to get in a rhythm? You know, those are the questions you ask. And so that's why we did it.
He's the most uninteresting man in the world.
He's a very interesting dude. He's just a basketball savant.
I'm sure he's in real life interesting.
I don't think you want to talk to him about the governor's race in Arizona. I don't think you're going to get good stuff out of him.
But my point is, I don't even want to talk to him about basketball. Because yesterday was exciting. You don't. I listen.
His job's hanging by a thread. Yeah, here, okay?
I don't think it is. By the way, I think you
not
guys
anymore.
Understand.
Not after that win.
Yeah, that
might get extended.
Well, that bottom. They might extend it today.
Well, right. If they beat Denver,
you mentioned
they're going to take to the streets tonight.
You mentioned the Tortorella. They will. Bing bong. You mentioned the. Interesting. You mentioned the Tortorella audio.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Torts, you guys give up the first goal. Just thoughts on your team's start here so far in the first 15 plus minutes.
We suck. We haven't forechecked. We haven't done anything as of right now.
What do you want to see differently?
Forecheck.
Thank you.
Okay.
Then he ripped his headsets off. His glasses came off. It was quite the sight.
Torts, you guys give up the first goal. Just thoughts on your team's start here so far in the first 15 plus minutes.
We suck.
You just don't get that every day. You just don't. It was so hockey.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
More funny audio from last night. Here's Chuck and Shaq doing what they do.
Get to get out your cake and eat it too. Obviously, you do, fat boy.
Okay.
Well, you, listen, you. Oh, no. I know you act like you skinny.
Oh, I am skinny.
You on slim? I know you on slim slow.
Here. I'm delicious over here.
Yeah, you are.
I'll take my shirt off right now and make you lick my belly.
Yeah, easy.
Shirt off.
Make you lick this.
Easy.
That's the best. I mean, at least you can't. You know how quick
he just
that was?
Called him fat boy.
You know how quick that was?
Get to get out your cake and eat it too. Obviously, you do, fat boy.
Okay.
It was so listen, fast. Shaq Diesel coming up and in. Jacques Vaughn. Jacques Vaughn responding to the uninspired performance in Sacramento. He says, "We left our minds and souls in L.A.
I don't know if our minds, our bodies, and souls are still in L.A. L.A. will do that to you sometimes. And so we definitely gave maximum effort against the Clippers, and we've been reeling since. So a great time to get a good night's sleep and be ready to go in Portland. They basically kicked our butts. We all were a part of it. I'm a part of it. And we got another game on this trip. How will we respond with this last game on the trip?"
Kevin Durant.
Teams have just been playing better, just making more shots. I mean, we've been, you know, we got guys that care and that want to win. We just didn't play well. It's not for lack of anything mentally. It's just that they were better than us tonight. So you got to give them credit more so than trying to find out what we lack mentally or emotionally as a group. I just think they were better. And I think we're going to come out next game and with great intentions and with a good game plan and play extremely hard. We'll see what happens.
Now, we talk.
Finally, Michael, right?
What do you mean?
They were better than us.
Yeah.
Not we didn't try. We left our hearts in San Francisco, whatever the, you know, gobbledygook that players and coaches say. They were better than us.
Now, we talked about the Kevin Durant article in Bleacher Report and how KD called out the talent that's on this team. But he said some other interesting things, too.
Tell me.
Told Bleacher Report, "It wasn't difficult at all to request a trade because it was about ball. I went to them and was like, yo, I don't like how we are preparing. I don't like shoot-arounds. I like practices. I need more. I want to work on more bleep. Hold me accountable. Get my bleep in film. That's going to help you get on everybody else's head. I want to do more closeouts. I want to work more on shell drills at practice. This is the type of bleep I was coming at them with. It wasn't like, yo, y'all need to make sure everybody around me can make my life easier. Hell nah. I want to make everybody else's life easier. Ask Steve Nash. You can call him right now. I would say, yo, I need more closeout drills. We need to practice more. That's what I was on."
So then he wanted the GM fired too.
Both, can both those things be true?
Yes,
I guess.
But he's still
so
wrong.
He couldn't. He couldn't get to Steve Nash to tell him to do. Steve Nash wouldn't listen to his star player that he wanted more practice. I mean, how often does a player actually want more practice? I can hear Allen Iverson in my head going, practice.
He said it's been fun grinding with these dudes. It's been fun grinding with Jacques. It's been fun trying to leverage myself to help everybody else get better. I'm learning the game more and seeing all types of crazy defenses every night. I never know how a team's going to guard me. This is all helping me mentally as a player to see things a little slower, playing a little slower. Goes on to talk about how he's experiencing different things now. Kevin Durant in Brooklyn. So yeah, I'm experiencing something I wasn't expecting the last 2 years, with the guys in and out of the lineup, not playing well, a seventh seed getting swept in the first round, all that. That's part of the league. That's part of everybody's journey. Just because I got to go through it doesn't mean I'm miserable. I've seen a lot of guys go through BS in the league. So now I've got a perspective on it. It's all about experiencing stuff while I'm here. I only got a certain amount of time as an NBA player. I can't do this forever. So I'm into experiencing everything while I'm there. But then, of course, the quote that we talked about earlier, he went on to essentially say, what do you guys expect with the lineup? Direct quote, look at our starting lineup. Edmund Sumner, Royce O'Neal, Joe Harris, Claxton, and me. It's not disrespect, but what are you expecting from that group?
That's why everything else that he said that yeah. could be good is overshadowed by that, throwing your teammates under the bus.
You expect us to win because I'm out there? Well, that's not a question, actually. It's a statement. You expect us to win because I'm out there. So if you're watching from that lens, you're expecting us to play well because, no, seven is out there. So, yeah, because there's a lot of good stuff in there. But that part, that's tough.
He's just, really, the best thing I can say is he's making it too much about him. And he seems surprised that the media goes to him and that the fans are critical of him, because that's the way the NBA works. It's a team sport, Peter, but doesn't it kind of feel like it's the closest thing to like tennis or golf, where it's mostly about the stars? LeBron's got to answer to everything's going on with the Lakers, doesn't he? He's LeBron James.
LeBron James.
And with Kyrie out, and KD's got two rings, he's got MVPs, he's the guy they're going to look to. He's got to answer questions. And I'm sorry, you should be able to beat Sacramento with that lineup, no?
And you hear they talked to Jacques Vaughn after the first quarter yesterday.
And?
Torts, you guys give up the first goal. Just thoughts on your team's start here so far in the first 15-plus minutes.
We suck. We haven't forechecked.
What was that, coach?
We suck.
That could have legs, too.
Yeah.
We suck.
You know, this is going to be terrible, you know, because I shouldn't talk about people's physical appearance, but I'd like to sit down with Jacques Vaughn and Lovie Smith and go, really, what are you trying to prove with the beard? Not a good look.
Well, no, I disagree. I think Lovie Smith looks good.
No, he doesn't.
Wait, does Jacques have an all-white beard, too?
Yeah. I love it.
Well, Lovie's is, at least Jacques's is a beard. Lovie's is like, it's not your, yours is a beautiful creation, Don.
Thank you.
But theirs, I mean, first of all, makes him look so much older.
Well, Lovie Smith's older.
But he doesn't look like Methuselah.
But Peter, did you think he looked like Methuselah? I like the juxtaposition of the darker skin and the white beard. I think he looks good. Take a look at a picture.
It's disturbing.
I'm looking now at Lovie, and he does have some, he still has some black in the beard.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big, I mean, he looks a little bit like he could be playing Santa at the mall. There's a little
bit. Or Jesus. I mean, what's the end game? What's he trying to look like?
I'm going to disagree with Michael with you on one thing. He's got shape to the beard. It's not like there's no shape.
But it's a weird shape. It's like it's hanging down. It's got like it's almost like a faux ZZ Top.
You know what I think it is? I think sometimes people really choose to embrace the old. And they just lean into it. Because Lovie without the beard, really, he looks...
like he's in his 40s.
Yeah, he looks like he's...
early 50s.
He could be 52.
Right.
With the beard. Jumps to 80.
Yeah.
You know what? It? You know what they need? I was talking earlier about how old Moose Johnson looks because his hair's white. He needs to grow out the white beard, too. Then he'd be like Moses.
Lean into it, is what you're saying.
Go all the way in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm gonna go all the way in and give a gift to the audience.
64,
right?
By the way.
He's 64.
Lovie's 64. Yeah.
He looks 75 with the beard.
Caller... number 7, Kevin Durant.
Lucky 7.
That's right. 888-987 ESPN. You get 2 tickets. Guys, this is the last pair of tickets we're giving away to K Show 20. It's going down Friday. at the Palladium. It's all brought to you by Calandra's Bakery, the Mohegan Sun Casino.com app, the U.S. Army New York Recruiting Battalion, Fordham University Athletics, Coors Light keeping New York chill, and Tullamore Dew when it's time to celebrate. It's Tully time. And remember, for tickets and information on the 20th anniversary party, go to kshow20.com.
And again, let's go over the people that are going to be there. Can we do that, Peter?
Yes.
Joe Torre.
We suck.
No. Sauce Gardner.
We suck.
Nick Mangold.
We suck.
David Cohn has now joined the Mockingbird.
Okay, he doesn't suck.
No, he does not. The great Dave Rothenberg.
We suck.
Rick DiPietro.
We suck.
Chris Russo. Chris Carlin.
We suck.
Am I missing anybody?
Seth Rollins.
Yeah, Seth Tree Rollins.
Seth Tree. Are you going to ask him if he's related to Tree?
Yeah, are you related to the former Atlanta Hawk, Seth Tree Rollins?
And maybe King Wally.
Maybe. And we're adding people, maybe some furniture manufacturer.
Yeah, maybe Huffman Coos can stop by.
Huffman Coos.
By the way.
1980s is called.
By the way, if you just want to know how little swing we have, Don.
Right. Yes.
No reply from the pinhead suits. Like, yeah, of course, you guys can sit in the chair for the whole show.
All I wanted from John back was 3-9. He said 7-9. I want 3-9. That's all you had to do. Nothing. Eggs.
All the bigwigs are going to be there, too. All the bosses judging us.
People from other networks will be there. I wonder if Freddie Keating will be there.
I heard you have an invite out.
I put out an invite, but you never know with Keating these days.
Yeah, he's so busy.
He's got a lot going on. All right, now let's, a joyous moment. Last night, Buck Showalter, Manager of the Year, and you know whose reaction you want. Francisco Lindor's daughter.
Buck?
Yay!
She's clapping throughout the whole
thing. Now, I don't know if you saw the video, but she's wearing like glasses that light up, like sunglasses that light up. It's adorable.
She's a very cute.
And by the way, I think it was right around this time last year, Don could steer me the right way, that I said the Mets should hire Buck Showalter.
Yes,
right around this time.
And they listened.
And they listened, and now they've revitalized their franchise.
First ever Met Manager of the Year.
And a four-time manager of the year.
Right.
Four different decades.
And those teams are, Michael?
They are the New York Yankees.
Buck.
They are the Texas Rangers.
Buck.
They are the Baltimore Orioles.
Buck.
And they are Francisco Lindor's New York Mets.
Buck.
And that will do it for ENN. Thank you. On this, a Wednesday evening.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.